To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with
Blake Howard
and Sophie Lai.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph. Good morning, geeks. Happy Saturday to you all.
Oh, gorgeous day to be a geek.
Yes, it is. Lovely. It's way too nice. We need colder. Colder, wetter. Not all this summer sunshine. We have to save our geeking until the evenings.
Yes, we do. And it's been pretty big stuff happening. But we'll start off with something that I'm very passionate about, Blake.
Yeah, we got to do it.
You got to do it. Back when Maria and I used to geek out this all the time back in the day, but Runaways has been adapted onto the TV screens, and Hulu released the first three episodes this week. Now, if you don't know what Runaways is, it's about a group of teenagers. It's from the Marvel Universe, but it's set on the West Coast in LA, so kind of separate from all the superheroics in New York, which is very nice because, you know, New York should be destroyed by now.
It's pretty crowded. It's pretty crowded in New York, like literally and figuratively in the Marvel Universe.
So crowded. So this is set in LA. It's about a bunch of teenagers who actually find out their parents are supervillains. But, you know, these kids, they've been raised on like a diet of superheroes and whatnot. And they're like, well, we don't want to be like them. So they kind of rebel and run away, hence the name. So it's originally by Brian K. Vaughan, who you might know from things like Lost, as well as writing the amazing comic book Saga, which has been like, you know, awarded Eisner's Awards left, right and center. And it's been adapted to screen by Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage, who you might know from The O.C. and Gossip Girl.
The O.C., bitch. Welcome to The Runaways, bitch.
So the thing is about those two people is they know how to do teen dramas really well. And it shows. This show is really fresh, Blake. This is what I loved about the original comic book, because it was my favorite comic book like as a teenager, because it came out back in 2003. It's like, you know, it's set in LA, so it's separated from all the continuity of the greater Marvel Universe. And it's a brand new bunch of teens, a really diverse bunch. And it's just, you kind of, it's just because it's so away, they kind of can tell their own story. And it's like very much teen development. And it's translated to the screen so well.
Yeah, look, people might not know this about me, but I'm an OC tragic fan, especially seasons one and two, because I don't think there's a better teen show that sort of arrived to be sort of trashy Melrose Place, Beverly Hills 90210 that we've seen before. But it sort of was one of those shows that had a geek in there, and yes, the best music. I would put the OC season one and two, the best independent American music document. It had such amazing stuff. So, look, Josh Schwartz is hit and miss, though. So I'm glad to hear that he's, like, they're taking this. Vaughn is a huge, huge comic book creative. So, you know, yeah. I just really hope that Ben McKenzie can make a cameo because it's not the OC bitch without Ryan.
Right, well, in there. They're returning to their roots back over in LA, but it's a bit more concentrated in the city. But yeah, so as I said, it has a really diverse cast. You've got, like, you know, an Asian, a Latina, a black kid. And it's just like, oh my God, and they're the main characters. It's so nice. And then you have a very geeky kid and it's just like, oh yes, people that look like me on screen. Yes.
There are more diverse characters in this one show than seven crossover events on CW superhero shows combined.
They're getting there. It's just too much continuity over there. But I don't know if Ben McKenzie will make a cameo because he's too busy on Gotham these days.
It would be fun, though.
It would be.
Get the wife beater out, bro. You know you want to.
But yeah, it's out now on Hulu, so if you do have a VPN, to use it because it is worth it. It is fresh. This is the thing I find with a lot of superhero shows right now. It's like either it's so lost in continuity, like what you see with the CW shows, like The Flash, Arrow, or it's so like violent, like what you see on Marvel's Netflix show. And you're just like, oh God, I need a breather. And this is just kids like with teen problems, but also dealing with the fact that, holy crap, our parents might have just murdered someone. What do we do?
I love that. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. So
VPN responsibly. Yeah, look, this week hasn't been. Look, we had the Punisher. I know Soph is farther along than I am in the Punisher, so we're going to save our Punisher review probably for one of our bumper podcasts that's going to be coming up around this Star Wars time in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes.
But this week has kind of been a bit of a reactionary news week for DC. So we had Justice League come out last week. We talked about it on the show, and you know, a lot of people are talking about it. It's kind of not a total failure, but it's definitely it's got some issues going along there. And this week it got beaten in the US box office by Pixar's new movie Coco. So that was a kind of a big loss to Thanksgiving, you know, only being at number one for 1 week and then getting knocked off by a kid's movie. Pretty huge for a movie that's this big with that commanded such a massive budget.
Yeah.
But the news cycle is just full of really cool DC stories, so I thought we should do a roundup. So number one, Joss Whedon was both on and off and on again Batgirl this week. So a couple of rumors were going around that Joss Whedon, after the lack of success potentially in Justice League, has been punted off of doing Batgirl. But all reports say that no, that's not true. You know, he did them a solid according to DC. There was also a massive petition that went up this week with sort of hardcore Zack Snyder fans trying to commission for the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, and it's actually gotten lots of signatures. And his son, Jet, who was talking to a news site in the States, said, you know, he would love to see his dad's version because, you know, Warner Brothers basically, you know, they funnied it up, they compromised the vision of what it would be, and they reckon it might be even better. And you know what? I'm actually one of those people. I didn't sign the petition, but I would be very interested to see what a Zack Snyder Justice League looks like, just for the vision, just for the aesthetic, just for that the kind of tone, to see what it was. It probably would be bad, but I'm still very interested.
I am with you. I'm not a huge Zack Snyder fan of his later work. Like, I loved his earlier work, but his later work, I'm just like, oh, like, come on, man. But that said, since they were saying like over 50% was reshot, I am very curious to see what ended up on the cutting floor.
Yeah, I want to. And they're talking now about, there's a few people lobbying for the Zack Snyder cut to come onto DVD and Blu-ray. And look, with things like Ultimate Editions and Alternates, you know, Warner Brothers was the studio that did Blade Runner. So, you know, there are 20,000 cuts of that movie. I think actually literally seven different cuts of Blade Runner by the end, before the, you know, the Blu-ray 4K final cut prior to Blade Runner 2049. So plenty of chances for us to check that out. The other big news this week, and there's kind of like two things, and they're casting news. One, there is a Nightwing movie coming out, and there is an open casting call. They cannot find the buns of Dick Grayson just by, you know, flicking through the casting pages. They're just calling an open casting call. They're looking for someone very unique. So that is going out this week.
Well, if he has the buns, then he'll get the tick of approval from a lot of women
who like
Nightwing.
Look, I think the first thing you're looking at is buns.
Excellent.
They're not even, they're just cutting a hole in a sheet, and you have to walk, stick your buns through the hole. And if the buns work, then they may look at your face. But if the buns don't work, you can just keep on strutting away.
Yep.
The next one is Matt Reeves, obviously on a massive high after directing the final two entries in the Planet of the Apes franchise. The new trilogy that just came out is in the thick of bringing together a Batman movie. And look, to be brutally honest, I'm one of the biggest Batman fans in the world, and I think Matt Reeves is an exceptionally talented filmmaker. But at the moment, I think we've all got a little bit of bat fatigue. I don't know what he's going to do. But there is news that Affleck is 100% out, and Jake Gyllenhaal is the man wanted for the role of Batman, a new, slightly younger Batman. And it's really interesting for fans of the Bat series is that Warner Brothers originally, before Christian Bale, wanted Jake Gyllenhaal for the Chris Nolan franchise, and Chris Nolan famously said behind the scenes to his casting director, "We are casting Christian Bale, not Jake Gyllenhaal, because I want Batman and not Batboy."
So he could have been Nightwing.
We may have the Batboy movie we've always dreamed of coming soon. But just a thick week of DC Universe stuff. And one final one. Justice League failed, and we talked a little bit about, Sophie, and you talked rightly, continuity and fatigue and not knowing where to go.
Yeah.
And I think they're saying that Aquaman is coming. Obviously, that is already in the can and they're just editing it together.
Yep.
But it looks as though Warner Brothers is, and this is what's being rumored on the Hollywood Reporter this week, is that they're abandoning the idea of an extended universe, as in having to build a set of stories and films and all continuity leading into larger overarching stories. They are just going to use their characters and make movies with them.
Which I found funny, because I think I read that the Shazam director was like, Well, no one told me that because I'm still going ahead as normal.
And look, and that's what they're saying. They're saying that potentially Flashpoint, you know, they drew up Flashpoint, the new Flash movie, as a way to get old Affleck out and get a new Batman in and just, like, make sense of that. So really interesting stuff. But you know what? To be honest, when I heard that we're just going to take our characters and go make movies and they're going to ditch the idea of an overarching story, I was like, great. Do it. Just do it. Take Wonder Woman, go make 20 great Wonder Woman movies that don't have to pay any lip service whatsoever to any of the crap you're making over here. You know, all those sorts of things. You know, go make a fun Aquaman movie with Momoa. Go make fun, you know, Flash movies. Go have Matt Reeves go and, you know, do the Christopher Nolan pathway and just go make his own movies with Batman. More power to them.
More power to them. But we're going to end up on a higher note because with all that's happening in Hollywood, which I'm now down the shit list, Uma Thurman, who, like, you know, came out a couple of weeks ago with a very angry statement where her fury was just locked in her face and she couldn't even get her fury out far enough with her eyes, has put out a very interesting Thanksgiving message.
Uma Thurman, follow her on Instagram because she put out basically a still from, there's that great scene in the middle of Kill Bill, Kill Bill Volume 2, right at the beginning where she's talking about she's gone on her roaring rampage of vengeance and now she's going to kill Bill, and she took the still, and underneath for her Thanksgiving message she wrote, you know, thank you for everyone brave enough in the Me Too. I'm just paraphrasing here. And Harvey, you and your little minions were going to get it and you don't even deserve a bullet. And apparently she's now basically ready to reveal some of the gnarly stuff that she knows about the inside. So not only Harvey Weinstein, but his accomplices, I think, is what is very interesting and tantalizing. So if you guys want to grab some popcorn today, if you're not a sports fan, you're not watching The Ashes, or you're not a geek and binging on Punisher or The Runaways, you might want to get some popcorn and just refresh Uma Thurman's Instagram today, because we could be in for some pretty hectic, massive news from the movie news world, and you'd be sure if there's some bombshells dropping from such a powerhouse of an actor and someone who worked a lot in the Weinstein company, in Miramax. Really interesting stuff coming, so I am interested and preparing myself to be shocked.
Yeah, I think Harvey should be wetting his pants because the bride is coming for him, literally.
I know, she's a mad woman, and I think that's the best thing that we can say about her as being the bride. So yeah, I'm super looking forward to what she comes to here, and you know, and the terrible thing is that she's had front row seats to probably some of the gnarliest behavior in Hollywood, but the great thing is that if she's brave enough to come out now to share her voice about this, then you know, these people are going to be brought to justice, and they should be.
Absolutely. Now, but we're going to take a quick break over the next couple of weeks, but we'll be back with some a bumper podcast.
This is what I'm super excited, guys. Thank you so much for listening to us all the year. Soph and I are extremely appreciative of all your support and tweets and listening. We're going to have a bumper show in a couple of weeks' time after a brief hiatus. We are bringing out an awesome Star Wars Last Jedi show for the last show of the year, which kicks off officially a Gaggle of Geeks 2SER podcast, which you can listen to after and longer than we normally go.
Oh, because we don't go for long enough on this show.
If you want even more of what you don't want, no, if you want even more of Soph and I geeking out, you're going to get a massive Gaggle of Geeks 2SER podcast every week, and we'll make it shorter, nice and short and sharp for you guys who are listening every week with us. But thank you so much. And so enjoy a brief hiatus. I believe you're taking care of some awesome stuff for your brother's wedding. So congratulations
to your
brother there.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting with Bridezilla and Groomzilla.
You know what? Bridezilla is usually nothing. When there's a Groomzilla, which I think you're having to deal with, that is a much different prospect. So just remember what – Just don't be Japan in this equation. Please don't be destroyed.
Must make it back for Star Wars. But Blake, thanks for gaggling out this year with me. I'll catch you in a couple of weeks' time for our big podcast. And as usual, I'll catch up here.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.